as part of the strand of Neil Atkinson with another human over the course of the next, well, however many weeks and months that the season takes. I'm joined by Ken Early from Second Captains and the Irish Times, and probably many other things that he's too modest to talk about to me. And
so now, just those two. That's
only those two.
That about covers it. Yeah.
You're not greedy. You're not diversifying. You're
lazy.
For yourself, Ken.
Just why would I? Why would I do more, you know?
Well, you've very kindly chosen to do this, yeah. Which, you know, is very nice of you. We wanted to talk about, well, matters pertaining, and I often start this by talking about all the work that I've seen people do, and there was something that you wrote about over 6 months ago now about the sort of the bloodlessness of Manchester City's football under Pep Guardiola that stuck with me in a way. We ended up having quite a Manchester City day. I was talking about the game against Newcastle before on a different show, so I'm sorry if that seems a bit dominant all of a sudden, but
yeah,
on this, I found the game against Newcastle to be almost like a wonderful example of the very thing that you were describing, where effectively Manchester City decided, Pep Guardiola decided, that nothing was going to happen during that match apart from one thing, which is at one point a Manchester City player would score a goal. And I find the bloodlessness of City to be one of the oddest things about them. I find the extent to which they're a blank canvas to be one of the oddest things about them. And I find the fact that they've been remarkably successful in achieving all of that to be one of the oddest things about them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think with Guardiola, he has always wanted to eliminate as much uncertainty and chaos from the game as he possibly can. I mean, that's his whole way of playing football, is let's control the entire game. Let's have the ball. The other team should not have it at any point. We're going to have it. The whole thing will happen in their half, you know, at least 50 meters away from our goal. Because, I mean, you see how Pep reacts whenever he thinks, oh, no, they're in. He literally falls to his knees and clutches his head. I don't see other managers doing that. he's just got a thing. He doesn't like people going near his goal. And he doesn't like things happening that shouldn't happen. And, you know, if you watch him on the sideline, there aren't too many managers who you see trying to micromanage the movements of the players to quite the same extent.